All right, this is an oldie, but, well, it's an oldie where I come from. All right, guys, listen, this is a blues riff from B. Watch me for the changes and try and keep up, okay?
Hey, welcome to Comic Culture, the radio show that champions local comic book shops, broadcasting at 93.3 CFMU McMaster Radio and podcasting at comicbookdaily.com and getthepointradio.com. I am Biff Derailia, Overstreet Price Guide Advisor.
And I am not Marty McFly, Owen. But I am a professor at Mohawk College.
Indeed you are.
Yes.
And as always, we're joined by our illustrious producer, Shecky Feldstein.
Oh, I thank you, Walter, for the kind introduction.
You're welcome, Shecky.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Good job so far. You're doing some good work.
Nice. Usually you don't introduce me so well, so kindly. Well,
that is true.
As yeah. I should say.
We thought we'd get you out of the way early this time around.
Yeah. Because okay.
You know why? Because Chris Owen takes over from here on in and does this stuff called, what's it called?
New This Week.
And he's got, I don't know, I mean, I had to help him carry all the books.
That is true. I got a lot.
He's got a lot.
Got a lot.
So we're gonna jump right into New This Week, and Shecky, I believe, has a sponsor for New This Week.
I hope so.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. New This Week brought to us by Johnny B. Good, where music may be from the future, but I'll claim it for myself anyway.
Mm-hmm. Music from the future.
Music from the future. Yeah.
Mm. What would you do if you were from the future, Chris? You know, and you could go back and do anything you wanted. Would you put money on a sports team?
Absolutely.
The Cubs? The Cubbies?
I don't know about the Cubs, but I'd play the lottery a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, there you go.
Okay. I'd buy a couple of AF-15s.
There you go. Perfect.
Okay. Yeah, fair enough. Perfect.
Action ones or something like that.
Yeah.
Anyway.
All right, let's get right into this. Speaking of number ones, this is not a number one. This is My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic, number 34 by IDW.
Quite 34. The opposite of number one.
34. It's gotten up to 34.
They've clomped their way to 34, clomped have they?
Up to 34. Wow.
The bronies have spoken, Chris.
It's quite incredible, really. Like, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, clearly there's a lot of bronies out there who are liking this book.
Hey, I have wonderful news.
Do you do?
My Little Pony number 34.
Yes?
Is at your local comic book shop
today. Oh, good to know.
Oh, yay.
All right. You know, it comes out every Halloween. Simpsons Treehouse of Horror Comics number 21. Of course, this one is the usual type of Halloween fare.
Mm-hmm.
It's got all your favorites, Smithers, Burns, Homer, and the like, all those guys. And that is by Bongo Comics.
Wait, did you say number 21?
Yeah.
Wow. So that's like just the Halloween
just
one.
Just the Halloween one.
It's like an annual.
One
of them.
Yeah, like an annual. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot for an animated series.
Yeah it's awesome, isn't it? Yeah.
Fantastic. Hey, mm-hmm. Simpsons Treehouse of Horror. Number 21 at your local comic book shop today.
Now, here's the thing.
Here's the thing.
So, My Little Pony, probably good for kids.
My Little Pony.
Simpsons Treehouse of Horror, probably not good for little kids.
Uh-huh.
However, Gem and the Holograms is also, I would say, is probably a pretty good bet for kids.
This is kind of like Josie and the Pussycats.
At least teenagers. Well, it is, but it's kind of like that, but different. Josie and the Pussycats.
It's like it, but different.
Yeah, Josie and the Pussycats was the Archie version, and this came out years later, based on a cartoon. Came out with toys and all kinds of things. Gem and the Holograms versus the Misfits. It was like two rock bands who were fighting each other. Girl rock bands. With music and love.
Oh wow!
That one's playing a harp. Anyway, Gem and the Holograms number 7 is at your local comic book shop today. Check that out.
So here's a book on my next list, or my next,
hey,
next
that book is on his next list.
Next list.
Okay, so, you know what?
So you like, you know.
Is that the naughty or the nice list?
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But we're about to find out, I think.
You're, you're going to be on my list in a minute, pal. Mm. So Invader Zim. So here's a comic that was, it was a cartoon, it was a comic years ago, and now it seems to be have
what, been. Why am I remembering Invader Zim? What was Invader Zim?
Invader Zim was a cartoon.
Cartoon?
I believe it was also a video game at one point. Is that?
I think it was. It was kind of like that whole Earthworm Jim, Invader Zim. Just animated stuff through the 90s.
So interestingly enough, though, it was created by a guy named Honan Vasquez.
Honan.
And he also created. So here is this like cartoon for the from the. You know, it was on the Cartoon Network.
Uh-huh.
It was meant for kids, but he also came up with this book years ago called Johnny the Homicidal Maniac.
Right, I remember that.
Okay, that's
so
how I know that.
Same creator wrote this. You know, really morbid little kid kind of going around killing things.
Well, didn't he also write the opposite of Johnny was Lenore?
Right.
He also wrote that probably. Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Julio Invader Zim.
Julio.
From Oni Press, number 3, available at fine local comic book shops today.
Now, Walt,
yes?
You're a fan of the Marvel movies and the TV series, the Agents Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
I certainly am.
So today, Agent Carter number 1, which is the based on the series.
Is it based on Agent Carter from the S.H.I.E.L.D. TV show?
It is, as a matter
show?
Of fact. Yes, it is. So
I'm good at this,
Jackie.
I'm good at this.
Agent Carter,
I felt it.
Number
felt
1
it.
On your newsstand today.
Oh, that's a good-looking book right there, Chris.
Good-looking book.
Agent Carter
good
number 1,
book.
Celebrating 50 years of S.H.I.E.L.D., today at your local comic book shop.
Now, also from Marvel, I'm not going to spend too much time on these ones.
Don't spend too much time on them.
We've got Spider Island and House of M, and these are part of the Secret Wars from the Battle.
All
Battle World comics.
All kinds of books coming out for this Secret Wars stuff. It's quite an event, isn't it?
Really is.
Yeah.
It really is.
And people should go to their local comic book shop and buy it.
They should. So, here's the next book that
here's
I think everybody should go out and buy. Captain America White. This is by Jeff Loeb and Tim Sale. So,
wait a minute.
What?
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
My memory banks are kicking in.
Okay.
Didn't Loeb and Sally there have, they did a bunch of, I remember Daredevil Yellow.
Yes, Daredevil Yellow.
Don't tell
correct.
Me.
Okay.
Don't tell me.
Okay.
Spider-Man Blue.
Yep.
And Hulk Gray.
Hulk Gray.
Gray.
You are correct.
And those were, from what I remember, well-received.
Very well received.
Miniseries.
That's right. Yeah, very well received.
So how many years has it been? Like, got to be at least 10 since the last one.
It's been a while. I don't know since the last one, but it's been a long time.
Uh-huh.
And it's nice to see these two guys team up again.
Yep.
Now, of course, if you're a fan of Jeff Loeb and Tim Sale, they also did Batman The Long Halloween.
Yes.
And they did a bunch of stuff for DC, but they have been doing a lot of stuff for DC lately. And this is sort of a another retelling of, you know, Captain America and Bucky and all that kind of stuff. But interestingly enough, this has been going on for a long time, and I think the storyline has been in their heads for a long time. Because on the cover, if you look at the cover, Captain America, you've got Tim Sale's little signature down there at the bottom. It says 08. There's a comic. There's an illustration that he was used or came up with like 7 years ago.
Right.
And that book
right.
is finally coming out now.
Oh, fantastic! Hey, listen, that's exciting. Captain America White, number 1, available at your local comic book shop today.
Perfect. Now, switching over to Dark Horse. You know, if you're a superhero in a land of superheroes, sometimes you end up having debts, right?
Debts.
So, because sometimes you have to pay for your superhero costume.
Yeah.
Or maybe you want to have a supermobile.
Dry cleaning.
That's
right?
Unfortunate.
Yeah. Right?
You know what? That is most unfortunate.
Haircuts.
You got stuff you got to pay for when you're a superhero. Well, the next book here by Dark Horse is called The Paybacks. And basically, these are it's a team of repo people. And so they go around repossessing superhero stuff.
That's
when
fantastic.
It's not been paid for properly.
Right. Wow. Now, I would imagine they have superpowers too.
Oh, absolutely. Otherwise, they're not going to get anything back.
Right on. that sounds like a great premise. And that would be an interesting read. But, hey, head into your local comic book shop today. Pick up Paybacks number 1 from Dark Horse and check it out.
Okay. And then we've got Tokyo Ghost. Now, this is by one of the – I love the look of the look of the book.
It's a good-looking book.
It is a good-looking book by a guy named Sean Murphy.
Uh-huh.
I love the look. I love the art. It's got a Tank Girl / Bill Sienkiewicz / Simon Bisley kind of vibe to it. slash slash. Like, it's just got cool art, but
Coolio.
Man, oh. It's by one of my least favorite writers, Rick Remender. Don't be so hard on Rick. I don't like the guy's writing. Uh-huh. I don't think he's, in my opinion, I don't think he's that great. I'll probably get some flack for that. I think he writes as if, in a sense where, you know, it's like you should already know all this stuff going on. There's no backstory. Anyways.
I think Tokyo Ghost
yes.
will change all that.
I hope so.
I think Mr. Remember will do a really good job on
Mr. Remember. Yes. Or Remender.
Mr. Remender will do a hell of a job on
okay.
this. All right, Tokyo Ghost, number one, available at your local comic
Now, shop. We're hitting a whole bunch of different types of companies here, so we're going to go to Dynamite Entertainment.
Chris, you're just flying through these things.
Will Eisner's The Spirit, number
you're
three.
You on like a retainer or something?
Will Eisner's The Spirit, number three. Written by Matt Wagner. And it's got a great cover by Eric Powell.
I wasn't paying attention to you at the beginning.
You know, the story of my life here.
But I heard you say The Spirit. Will Eisner's The Spirit.
That's right.
Now you've handed me the book, and it sure is Will Eisner's The Spirit. My question to you is,
yes.
What the hell are they doing putting out a Will Eisner The Spirit comic?
Why not?
The 72 other times you put it out, it never worked.
Okay, yeah, you're, as my uncle used to say, you're half right but all wrong.
Mm.
You know, you're half right in the sense that, you know, this comic has not been done properly before, and nobody ever wants to buy it.
Oh, I don't know if it hasn't been done properly before.
Well,
remember the Darwin Cook?
That is true.
That was fantastic. And it was good as long as Darwin was on it.
And then what have you done for me lately?
Same as it ever was. Same as it ever was.
Boat's coming through.
Okay.
That's like a song.
Talking Heads.
Talking Heads.
I like that song.
Mm-hmm. So, you know what?
Maybe it can be our intro next week.
Maybe. You never know.
That's a good idea.
Because I do love 80s music, and I know that you hate it.
I'm going to say that as long as there's really talented people working on these books, it's a good idea to have them.
As long as there's really good talented people, I'm going to support them.
I don't know. Was that from something?
No.
Okay.
No.
That was from me to you.
Trying to create his own moment.
It sounded like it was kind of like from On the Waterfront or something.
It's all about The Spirit, number three from Dynamite. Check that out at your local comic book shop today.
All right. And finally, from DC Comics, I've also got Doomed. By Scott Lobdell and some guy named Fernandez or something. Or
some
other.
Guy Fernandez.
Some guy named Fernandez.
The Wrath of Wonder Girl.
The Wrath of Fernandez. Doomed, number four. The Wrath of Thunder Girl.
Now,
no, that's Wonder Girl at your local comic book shop today.
Now, Walt, Chris. In your store...
In my store.
You sell smut.
You know, Chris, I wouldn't call it that.
Well, you know, you sell...
I would call it polybag fulfillment.
I'd call it one of the things that Chris actually aims to look for each week.
Okay, here's why I'm bringing this up.
Bring it up.
In your store today, you had this book called Sex Criminals.
Hey... what's his name there? Matt Zarsky?
Matt Zarsky.
What's his name?
You're close. It's Matt Fraction.
Matt Fraction, Chip Zarsky. Yeah. They're a hell of a team. They're very talented. They're local boys. And,
they have come up with a polybagged, plastic only, not safe for work cover, not safe for home, not safe for anyone.
Oh, Chris. You're thinking what I'm thinking?
I think we should open it up.
I think we should open it up.
Okay, let's open
right
it
now.
Up. All right.
Hey,
we're going into the vault here to pick up some...
For our viewing audience.
As an ultimate collector, I have to implore that you can't open that, Chris.
No, we can open
There's
it.
More on the stands.
Now, what you do... No. You buy two polybagged ones.
Right.
One to open.
And one to keep.
No, you buy three.
Oh.
One to open, one to keep, and one to read. Oh. That
Chris,
doesn't make any
can't
sense.
Can't you read the one you opened?
I guess
you just
can.
Opened it and my heart broke.
Oh.
It's okay, no longer a collectible.
I'm now opening. Oh, I'm even tearing
it. It's like the Simpsons episode. It's no longer a collectible.
It's no longer
You've
mint.
Opened it. Yeah.
Okay. Oh. Well,
oh, come on, Owen.
That's certainly not for
lovely.
The faint of heart.
What the hell is that?
That's okay.
I get it.
I can't see it, but were those butt cheeks? Oh,
those
wow.
were Gluteus Maximus butt cheeks.
Nice. Oh! That is beautiful.
Someone needs to buy that comic just to see it and then comment
and say
what it's all about.
And underneath it says Fulzarsky Deep Fraction.
Oh boy.
Nice.
Oh boy. All
it's
right.
A deep
well
something right there.
You know what? They're good guys.
That was well worth it.
Well worth it.
Hey, listen, I encourage everybody to run, not walk, to their local comic book shop.
Yeah.
Pick up the poly bag. Hey, you know what I'm wondering?
What are you wondering?
I'm wondering if they're all this cover or each one you open is a different one.
That'd be
awesome. Hey, let's run over and open the rest of them.
That'd be awesome.
I'm wondering if the poly bag keeps out the STDs of what that cover's trying to get out there.
Oh, well, yeah, that's very possible.
Wow, that's fantastic stuff. Yeah. Good work, boys. Good work, Chip.
All right,
hey,
listen.
Sex Criminals poly bag, run and pick that up. Hey,
run.
And that, of course, is,
that's all I got.
Three of them?
I got 45.
45, and there's a lot more at your local comic book shop today, so we encourage everybody to run down to their local comic book shop and peruse the new this week.
All right, listen, let's have a quick musical interlude here. Shecky, do you have something lined up for us?
Yeah, I feel it's relevant. Something to do with the butt plugs. I mean, out of control.
I don't know if you can say that on the air, but it's too late. So, oh boy, you know. Yeah. All right, let's. Walt's now flipping this book to me, and
I'm not flipping the book to you.
No, you know what? We're flipping to Out of Control, and it's a little bit of Crantz.
All right, let's hear it.
That's some good tunes right
did
there.
Did you just wake up there, Walt? Hey, how you doing?
That is some fantastic stuff. You can never get enough Crantz. That's the rule of thumb on this show.
That's
anyway.
Right.
All right. That takes us into industry news.
Right.
And as always, I think we have a paying sponsor.
A paying sponsor?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Man, I hope they're paying.
Where do you think we get this Pepsi from?
Oh, it's very true. Fair enough.
Industry news brought to us by Fall. If nothing else, at least we help prevent armpit stains.
Sweat control.
It's all about sweat control.
Sweat control, right. Yeah. All right, listen, we got to talk about...
Shecky control, I think, is
we need a little bit of Shecky control, that's for sure. All right, you know what? I want to talk about some industry news. So, well, I got a question for you.
Yo.
Do you think in this... trying times of the comic book industry where, you know, it seems like it's harder and harder to sell stuff all the time.
Yeah.
Is it a good idea to start a new comic book industry, a new comic book company?
No.
Well, there are people that are going to try to prove you wrong.
I understand that.
Aftershock Comics is officially unveiling details on its inaugural 4 titles. So Aftershock Comics is coming out in December, and they're going to come out with 1 title per week. Here's a company that is founded by previous Marvel executive editor Mike Martz and previous Eisner Award-winning publisher Joe Pruitt. And so these guys are now decided to come up with their own comic book company called Aftershock. And they have a few big names that are going to help them out. So it seems like the big names don't always want to work on just the big two companies, right? So they don't always want to work on Batman or Spider-Man. They want to do their own thing.
Sorry, not to interrupt or anything, Chris.
Too late.
Yeah, too late. But I mean, between DC and Marvel, I always heard that they, again, take me out of your context if you want, but they pay their writers and their illustrators crap.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that.
Compared to, say, if you were an illustrator and, say, a writer for Image, You actually get to retain your rights to keep your property.
That is true.
You can make less writing or drawing for Image if your book tanks.
Yeah, if your book doesn't actually sell.
That's the whole idea. From what I understand, Marvel and DC pay okay for artists. They pay a good wage
and
for artists and whatever.
Still pay based on sales of the books as well.
And whereas Image, it's like, yeah, I can make more if I'm a Todd McFarlane or if I'm a...
But I hear that Marvel and DC still pay on close to the same sliding scale that they used to pay in the 70s. So a lot of artists who actually, you know, write for the top books nowadays.
I don't know about that.
Or less than what they used to make in the 70s.
I mean, we can ask if there's some artists. Listen, Esad, if you're listening,
sure that's not true.
What do they pay you?
Because I remember talking to some artists, and I don't want to mention any names, but they've said that they would make more by drawing one issue of X-Men than they did for the entire year of drawing some other title.
Well, I was involved with that Captain Canuck project, the miniseries that's going on, still am. And when we were soliciting for artists, we were, you know, it's a small imprint, it's a small project in terms of, you know, versus, say, Star Wars or Spider-Man. And we were looking for page rates.
Right.
And we thought we were paying them a lot, and they were taking page rate cuts just to work on the project because they were Canadian and they wanted versus Marvel and DC. So I think they were getting pretty good coin.
I think they still pay fairly well. Yeah. Anyways, I don't want to go on.
Don't go on.
I want to talk about what the books that are coming out and the people that are working on them. So we've got a book called Replica, which is coming out by a guy named Paul Jenkins.
Yeah.
And of course, Paul Jenkins, known for Wolverine Origin, Batman the Dark Knight, Inhumans, that kind of thing. One called Super Zero, and this is one I'm really looking forward to. This is by Amanda Connor and Jimmy Palmiotti with artist Rafael de la Torre. And I don't know these people very well. Marguerite Bennett, who does Batgirl, Sleepy Hollow, and A-Force, as well as with artist Ariella Christiana, Christantina, who does Wolverines. And they're coming out with a book called Insects.
Insects and peppermints and donuts.
Well, it's like so that? It's actually no. It's INSEXTS.
Oh.
So I don't insects. Are they insects? I don't know. We haven't seen any previews or anything yet. So, and then finally we've got.
I'd buy that one.
Yeah, you might. Yeah. Probably would. And then we've got Dreaming Eagles, also by Garth Ennis and Simon Colby. So Garth Ennis rather, he's been around for a long time, of course.
I don't know if this is going to work. I don't know. Why not? Well, you know, remember who used to run Marvel? Goodman.
Years ago, Martin Goodman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He jumped ship. Big, huge guy. Started Atlas Seaboard. Yeah. Wah, wah, wah.
Yeah. True enough. Yeah. True enough.
You know, the King, Kirby. Mm-hmm. You know, Adams, they all went in the 80s and 90s and started their own companies.
Yeah, that's true.
Jack Kirby.
Yeah,
okay? You know, all that and all that other, what the heck else, Eternity. And they were all trying their own things. And I don't know.
Is it the company or is it the material? Because here's a guy, like, so for example,
Intergalactic, what the heck was that Kirby crap that he did? Interstellar.
You talk about 2001?
No, the one he did for continuity or whatever.
Oh, that.
Intergalactic
Space
Rangers or something
that
like that.
Yeah, that was terrible.
Oh, that was bad.
But okay, but so you've got that.
Uh-huh.
But then you got a guy like Garth Ennis who does Preacher. Mm-hmm. Now, Preacher was like a Vertigo type title. It's going to become a new TV series next year.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's still not part of the superhero genre, so why can't it go well? And so Brian Azzarello, who's also going to be lined up to do some work for him, you know, his 100 Bullets was also by Vertigo.
Here's the thing. Image. Unfortunately, I think half of Image number one sales aren't based on people wanting to pick it up. Half of them are based on speculating.
Right.
People picking it up thinking it might be worth money. Yeah. But Image has got a proven track record. And this is the important part I'm trying to point out. A proven
proven.
A proven.
Track.
It's tough being ESL. You know that, right?
Proven.
A proven track record of,
there you go.
Of being a speculative company,
right,
is
right,
my point.
Right,
and
sure.
These guys don't. And what's going to happen is either they're going to be fluffed off right away.
Right.
Or they're just going to skimp along basically on a shoestring.
So, yeah, and they might. Mm-hmm. So, but I thought the same thing would happen to Dynamite, and they're still around.
Yeah, I don't know if Dynamite's making money.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Fair enough.
I don't know. No.
Boom Studios.
I mean, they're putting Spirit out.
Boom Studios still around.
Mm-hmm.
IDW doing very well.
Okay, but IDW is not putting incense and peppermints out. They're, what they're doing is they're taking.
Maybe they should, though.
They're taking really, really well-loved properties.
Right.
And putting comic books out
about
them.
Fair enough.
So they have a formula.
Okay, fair enough. All right.
Because who doesn't want to read Star Trek or Doctor Who or whatever?
That's right.
Right?
Yeah, you're right. Okay,
whereas,
that's fair.
You know,
that's
this
fair.
Stuff. Yep. So I don't know. I wish them all the best.
Remember what happened to CrossGen?
Yeah. Yeah, and CrossGen had some good titles,
yep,
but it's just
yep.
so hard to start from scratch these days.
Right.
That's the problem.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Okay, we wish them the best, so let's,
all right.
let's move on.
Next up, I want to talk about Gwenpool.
Gwenpool.
So do you know who Gwenpool is?
Gwenpool. Is he like Dutch?
He's a Dutch.
Ah, Gwenpool.
Gwenpool.
Hey, Gwenpool. The windmill is not working. Put a finger in the dike.
Where's my Gouda?
Yeah. Finger in the dike.
Okay, you gotta stop saying that.
You gotta stop the flood.
You gotta stop the water.
Yeah.
Okay, listen. Gwenpool. So basically, here's a character that's going to be making her debut in Howard the Duck 1-3,
uh-huh.
Which will be written by Christopher Hastings with art by Danilo Bayruth.
Danilo. Mm-hmm.
So already she's getting her own book. So this is hot on the – so it's basically – it's Gwen Stacy
uh-huh.
in an alternate universe
yeah.
who becomes the Deadpool-type character.
Because she was Spider-Gwen.
She was Spider-Gwen in a different universe.
Right.
So now is it yet?
Hold on, Chris. Wait, you were only telling me there's only two universes. That there's the 616 and the Ultimate, and now you're throwing stuff at me like there's other universes.
Well, okay, maybe another dimension.
Of the same universe. All right. Okay. Just want to be clear.
Gwenpool has stumbled into this dimension.
Okay. So
and she gets some help from Howard the Duck.
Uh huh.
Because Howard the Duck is still around, apparently.
Yeah. Well, he's back in a big way, right?
Yeah, big way.
Big way.
Big way.
Oh.
So now apparently Gwenpool is getting her own title.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. So I don't even know what to say about that. This is hot on the heels of all these characters becoming female, I'll call it. Because they've done this a few times where they've done like Lady Deadpool and now they're doing Gwenpool. And they're because this is the you know, people loved the Spider-Gwen, so why not take Gwen and make her into Deadpool? And they're making Marvel's trying to make more of their characters more female friendly, and now they need to have a counterpart for Deadpool, so now we've got Gwenpool.
You know, it's great. It's fascinating and I support it and as you guys know, I have a guy at Marvel. I got a guy on the inside.
Oh, that's right.
On the inside.
I got a mole.
A mole. Nice.
I call him Mole Man.
Mole Man.
Hans Mole Man.
Hans Mole Man. That's good.
It's a little joke we have running, Mole Man.
There we go.
So he says, yeah, Walt, they're not done with Gwenpool.
No.
They're going to do this thing where they take characters and they turn them into all the other characters.
Oh.
So he had the next project. It's
okay.
All hush-hush.
Oh, okay.
But we're going to break it open.
But you've got the secret scoop.
Yeah, we're going to break it open here on Comic
the big
Culture.
Scoop.
The big
yeah.
scoop. Okay, I want to
they're
going to
do they're going to do a whole series. They're planning like a dozen Harry Osborn vehicles.
Get out of town.
Where Harry turns into other people.
Really?
Yeah, they've got
okay.
Harry Hulk. Yeah, Harry Hulk is going to come
I
out.
I like that, yeah.
That's going to be Harry Beast.
Harry Beast.
Yeah, Harry Beast.
You know, weren't you called that a couple times?
Harry Beast. Harry Gamora.
Harry Gamora.
Yeah, now, you know what? I mean, remember the old Playboys? A lot of those and those things, but...
Ha 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 ha. Chris, wasn't that your college nickname?
Come on, Chris. I meant in the cartoons.
Right.
You know how Playboy had the little cartoon.
Little Harry Gamora cartoon. Yeah, sure, I remember that.
What else do they got? Maybe I should just stop there.
I think I hit one. No, I hear them all.
No, Harry Dum-Dum.
Harry Dum-Dum.
Yeah, Dum-Dum Dugan is going to be all Harry. Yeah. Harry Hawkeye. Yeah, Harry Hawkeye. I think that might work. Harry Raccoon.
He kind of is already, right?
Yeah. So. So I think they got something going there. Yeah. The other one, Harry Watcher.
Harry Watcher.
Which is Chris on a Saturday night. Wait a minute. I didn't mean it that way.
Well, say what you mean.
Just because I'm bald and I'd like to put a toga on every once in a while.
Okay. And one more. They have a cool one. I think this one's going to work. Hairy Man Thing.
That's what Shecky's getting called every once in a while.
Wow. I think it's only for the positive.
You don't know. I think that whole Harry Osborn alter universe.
That can work. That's going to work. Yeah,
they got gold there, Jerry.
Yeah, that is gold. You know what? I think there's nothing else to do but have a little musical interlude after that one. So let's. What do you got for us there, Harry Man Thing?
I got a big master technician for you.
Nice. Let's hear it.
Oh man. Anytime.
Anytime.
That was
Harry Gamora.
Fat Freddie Flintstone.
That was Harry Gamora on the drums.
That was Harry Gamora on the drums, yes.
Absolutely.
Hey, where are we? Chris, help me out here. I'm lost.
I don't know where we are.
We're in the second part of industry news.
Right.
Absolutely.
And, Shecky, I'm sure you have a industry news sponsor for us.
Yeah, you think I'm raising you money? Just to stay on the air? Is that what you think?
I'm hoping
that's
so.
That's for a shaving kit.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah. Luckily.
A shearer.
You're correct. So, industry news, part deux.
Part the deux.
Brought to us by Harry Man-Thing, the next villain to haunt you in the locker room.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Yeah. All right. Well,
hey, listen, we've all had our run-ins with Harry Man-Thing.
Yeah, we sure have.
Listen, go ahead.
I want you to talk about the top 15 comics of the top 25. Sorry.
What?
You know what? Forget it.
What, Chris? What are you trying to say?
15 of the top 25 comics.
Yeah, so August, Chris, you and I were reviewing the numbers. That's what we do. We get together.
Review.
And review numbers.
Hold on. 15 of the top 25. So neglect the 16 to 25.
Well, if you let us continue, you will find out.
Just neglect those.
You will find out.
Okay.
Checking. Yeah. The top 25 had 15 in there. Of the top 25, 15 were either Secret Wars or Star Wars. So maybe number 24, number 22,
really?
Number 19.
Oh, okay.
Then there you go. Okay.
You know what? In that case, I'll let you finish.
All right. So, I mean, this is surprising to me because you and I haven't looked at like monthly figures
in a while. Yeah.
And like the number one comic of August was Secret Wars number 5, and it sold 204,000 copies through the comic shop.
Right.
I mean,
right.
Through Diamond.
Yep.
Sorry.
Yep.
Is that a lot?
Yeah, these days anything over 100,000 is good.
Really? Okay, so that's good.
Yeah, Star Wars 8 had 145, and Batman 43 had 125.
So at least Batman, at least a DC book is in the top three.
Well, when you look at it, when you look at the top 10 that I've printed off here, number 3 and number 7, Walking Dead 145 and Batman 43, are the only two books that represent some sort of sane continuity. Patrons of your local comic book shop are really looking forward to, and they're invested into the characters or into the plot or into the title itself, and they can't wait to go in and pick up their Batman and Deadpool. The rest of them are events.
So, what you're saying is The Walking Dead and the
Batman.
The Batman. Mm-hmm. Those represent like consistent zero levels. Like the platform levels for the high peak.
Yeah, I think Batman should be like the index. Yeah.
Right.
Pretty well.
Right.
The last 5 years, I think
much the same.
Since New 52, Batman has been the title that should be like the 100.
Yeah.
And then everything's measured above and below
that. I agree.
But
he's the benchmark.
Yeah, he's the benchmark for sure. And I would love to see more than two of the top 10 being like that. The thing I don't know, and I don't know if you know, I mean, probably I should know because I have a comic shop.
Probably.
But how much of this is Diamond sell-through. So how much of Secret Wars number 5 sales were dependent on, you know, getting that 1 in 50 or the 1 in 100 variant.
Right, right.
So in other words, it's how much is the store owners ordering the books as selling the books?
That's right. That's what this is. This is what the store owners are. This is the Diamond sell-through.
Yeah, trying to dim it down.
Not the store sell-through.
And that's the scary part.
Yeah.
You don't know, you know.
Because that would be more like the early 90s boom bust. Kind of the whole comic book industry, right?
Yeah, I mean, you could have of the 200,000 sold in Secret Wars number 5, you could have 50,000 that are still sitting around doing nothing.
Pretty well,
right?
Yeah. Pretty well. So, but I mean, okay, again, Amazing Spider-Man: Renew Your Vows number 3 and 4 are in there.
Yep.
But that's again an event. Darth Vader. I don't want to say Star Wars 8 and Darth Vader 8 are continuity comics yet, because eight issues isn't enough.
That's
the length of
bad.
A miniseries.
It's not bad though.
That's the length of a miniseries.
Well, eight is longer than miniseries.
Eight's getting there. Eight's getting not too bad.
I
now,
figure a miniseries is what, 6 or less.
But events can last eight to ten issues. Okay, you'd have to get to 20 before you start impressing me.
Yeah, that's right.
You know what I mean? So, which isn't much in the old days.
No,
but now apparently
got high hopes if we're going to try and impress.
I know.
Yeah,
comic sales apparently were up a bit in August, which is a good thing for local comic book shops. Graphic novel sales, I read, were up thanks to the Walking Dead new volume, which came out, is always the number one seller when that comes out.
Yeah.
I guess what this report was saying, this I read this on ICV2.com, a great site for this kind of stuff. You know, the industry's doing okay. People are consuming this stuff.
Right.
A lot of the business is going to local comic book shops, which you and I like.
That's true, yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, I got a question for you here. Now, in this same thing that we were talking about, it says here, on the graphic novel front, The Walking Dead is still selling much better than any other graphic novel title in the comic store market.
Uh-huh.
But initial sales of new volumes have been dropping about 1,000 copies per volume over the last 4 volumes.
Uh-huh.
Now, is that because are people getting sick of it? Are they done with it? Is it? You know?
No, you know why?
145 issues in.
No, you know why? I'm going to tell you because I'm going to tell. This is what you tell.
Here's what you tell them.
Let's just say 4 years ago or 6 years ago when volume 12 was coming out, or 10 or 8 or whatever. Walking Dead, the title, was not in the top 10.
Right.
It was not selling 83,000 copies
a month. People were only buying the trades.
Right.
Right.
You're seeing an increased readership in Walking Dead, but you're also seeing, and here's the problem again. So you have a combination of people can't wait. They want to read the comic.
Right, right.
Okay.
Which is
more
good.
So than before.
Which is good.
Right?
Yeah.
And I think you have that age-old thing that you and I talked about many times is the worst part of comic book shops is the accessibility to the public in
right.
terms of distribution. We're getting a little bit less and less comic book shops every year.
Yep.
And Walking Dead is now, as a graphic novel, in more and more other businesses for
right.
sale.
It's in
Bookstores, Chapters,
yeah.
Indigo's, Barnes and Nobles's,
yeah.
and
yeah.
all these
Nobles's.
Yeah, all these new chains that are Hastings and
now,
all that kind of
okay,
stuff, right?
I don't mean to cut us off here for a second, but
cut us off.
You said something.
Should
there.
Cut Shecky off is what we should do.
you mean the man?
I'm quiet over here.
Hairy man thing.
I don't understand.
So I got a question for you. Now you're saying that comic book shops are not as many as there were years ago.
Uh-huh.
So Is that a trend? Are there more comic book stores failing than before? And
I don't know. I don't think they are. I think first of all, the cost of doing business is more.
Right.
Because you got to pay to play now. You got to be like a reputable, in your face, high market, high rent area
right.
Business
right.
now.
Right, right.
And because it's like an attrition thing. All the old comic shops that were hanging around in neighborhoods,
yeah, yeah.
as they slowly close down, they're not being. As new ones come in, they tend to be larger and more
right.
financially backed.
Right, right, right.
Whereas, you know, Buddy's had it since 1981,
yep.
decides to close it.
Yeah.
You know, that isn't being refilled by another Buddy that's
right,
starting.
Right, right,
right. You know
okay.
what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So,
okay.
Unfortunately, I think more are failing just through attrition or just leaving through attrition, and less are being open because...
So,
I guarantee you, I mean, I don't want to tell you what we started our comic shop for, but it was a couple $1,000s.
Right,
right,
right, right.
And that was like 30 years ago or whatever
right,
it was.
Right.
But now, I don't know. I'm just going to assume $100,000 isn't enough to start a good comic shop.
Right. So it's kind of like one of those things where it's almost like, you know, you need to have a box store. Like, you know, back in the day, uh-huh. you have the local hardware store. Now, mm-hmm. those local hardware stores are gone.
They're
all Home Depots or what do you call it? Home Hardware.
Yeah. Rona's.
Rona's.
Uh-huh.
Lowe's. All that stuff, right? Whereas before, you go down to the local hardware shop around the corner
yeah.
and pick up a hammer or whatever.
Yeah.
Right.
Bob's Nail Shop.
Bob's Nail Shop. All right. Are you sure that's a hardware store?
Hi, is Bob in? Go away.
All right, listen. Let's... very interesting news about comic book sales. I want to continue on though.
Okay.
Let's talk about movies for a second. So,
movies.
So Wonder Woman is going to begin filming this fall. So we've got Deborah Snyder, who is the producer of the Wonder Woman movie,
uh-huh.
and apparently they started shooting the principal photography.
That is fantastic. That is exciting.
Yes, and that's so that they're going to start that in November, and apparently they're going to have mostly an all-female crew.
Whoa.
Now, my question to you is that necessary? Are they trying to completely get the right... feeling
Chris,
for this movie?
Speaking of feelings.
Yes.
Whoa, 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 feelings.
Whoa, whoa, whoa,
feelings. I remember when, after Sylvester Stallone made Rocky and he became a big famous movie star, they made this movie called Fist.
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 Okay.
Like a unionized 1930s period piece.
Okay.
And I remember the director saying, that, yeah, we went out and we sourced 1930s clothes, shoes, socks, and 1930s underwear.
Oh, boy.
And we made all the actors wear that.
Really?
To get the authenticity.
Right, okay.
The movie sucked.
Okay.
My point, though, is you see where I'm going with
right,
this.
Right.
They want this estrogen-heavy Wonder Woman set because
okay.
it's Wonder Woman.
Okay.
But it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to smell. Spell.
Smell?
Smell. No. Smell.
Good evening, ladies.
Keep going.
Spell success.
Right.
Yeah,
no, you're right.
You know what I'm
you're
saying?
Right. I mean,
right.
okay.
I smell panties in the evening.
In that same vein. In that Jeez. Same vein. John Landis did
okay.
the same thing with Animal House.
Uh-huh.
He had all the hoity-toity people and
yeah.
all like the reckless people all kind of staying in separate hotels.
Right.
Right? So the same yeah. same sort of thing. But really, is it like... I don't know if that's really necessary. Like, I don't know if... you can make lots of great movies that have been made without having to go to those lengths.
Remember the famous scene of... Dustin Hoffman and Marathon Man.
Oh, Marathon Man. Marathon Man.
Where Laurence Olivier is the dentist.
Yes.
And Dustin. Yeah. So the scene where Laurence Olivier is torturing him in the dentist chair.
Yes, yes.
So Dustin Hoffman, being the method actor that he was, stayed up for like 3 days. It was like, you read about it. I could Google it or something like
right,
that.
Right, right.
Stayed up for like 3 days. It was absolute wreck on the set.
Yep.
Like, it was just like, and so it came across nicely on film.
Right.
But Laurence Olivier, the consummate professional, just kind of looked at him like an idiot. And he goes, and then the famous quote, he goes, "Why don't you just try acting, my boy?"
Yeah, that's right. That is a famous thing.
Right.
That
is, and with this Wonder Woman, we got a great character.
Yep.
You know, and I hope they just don't overload it with a female cast as a marketing gimmick.
Right.
That's my point.
Right.
Let the best person for the job. Get the job.
I completely agree. You know,
still exciting stuff though. Wonder Woman. They're actually starting to film it.
I know. Well, release date
June 23rd, 2017.
2017. That's a long way away.
Not that far.
All right. Let's have a quick musical interlude here before we continue on, and we can maybe get a little. What's tickling your fancy this time? Their hairy man thing.
As Walter may have stated, it's always Krantz.
Perfect. Let's hear it.
That was just a riveting number.
All right, let's
continue. Going well. It's like
I don't even know what's going on right now. Okay,
you know what I like, Chris, is the production value of our show. It is fantastic. Listen, we're on 93.3 CFMU McMaster Radio.
Please tune in again.
And on comicbookdaily.com and getthepointradio.com.
Maybe.
Where, yeah. they canned our ass a long time ago. But they're getting free plugs, and that's the main thing.
All right, listen.
All right.
I want to talk about...
Should we go to Shecky with the...
Sure, well, yeah.
Okay,
why not, yeah,
right? Shecky, do you have a sponsor?
Yeah, absolutely. okay. This... This section of industry news, brought to us by... I don't even know what section it is. brought to us by Insects. The only title that completely leads you astray and questions your morals.
Nice.
We're so getting pulled.
If you guys were... You guys have laughed the whole time.
All right, listen.
You know what? I think it was bad olives.
Yeah. I want to talk about Harley Quinn.
Good topic.
So, okay, here's the
very
thing.
Very popular character.
Yeah, very popular, right?
Here's the thing.
So popular. Here's the thing. So popular, in fact, that Harley Quinn is actually going to be getting a second title. She's getting a Harley Quinn team-up book. It's going to be called Harley Quinn's Little Black Book.
That's cool.
And so,
I just got a bunch of names.
Yeah,
in
right. She wants to go refer to them and talk to them.
So next issue, she calls up somebody else, and they.
That's
they
right.
Hang.
Somebody else who can pleasure her better.
Yeah. So, while in the midst of she had the fantastic 6-issue miniseries with Power Girl.
Yeah.
And so they kind of realized that teaming her up with other characters, because the dichotomy of the two characters, mm-hmm. it always works really well. So basically, she's going to be in Justice League and The Flash and Green Arrow, Wonder Woman, Batman, Superman.
What's her name again?
Harley Quinn.
Harley Quinn. Yeah. Is Harley Quinn DC's Deadpool?
Absolutely. Yeah. For sure. For sure. And she wasn't always, but she has sort of evolved into that. I mean, I think that's basically from Amanda Connor and Jimmy Palmiotti's take on the character.
Right.
Has evolved eventually into that sort of that gimmicky.
Where she has like a cheeky persona.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Okay. Yep. Okay, yep. Yeah. And so, yeah, so there's going to be, now there's going to be more than one different variant covers. And in fact, all of the variant covers are going to be shipped in opaque black poly bags, just like the Sex
Criminals. Say that again.
Opaque black poly bags.
Nicely done.
Yeah, thank you. So basically, you can order all the different variant covers, which you might not even get a chance to see what they look like. I mean, we don't know yet because they haven't been ordered. But then eventually you'll see them when they arrive, and you can open them up, and they'll be special visits, special
fantastic.
Covers. Yeah.
That's fantastic. So what do you think of this title?
I think it's great. You know, yeah? I think Harley Quinn is an interesting title, interesting character, and I think the concept of having the team-up book is going to be fun. DC doesn't really have a book like this at the time where you can kind of have a mainstay character like Harley Quinn and have different people jumping in and out of the book. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. Because where else might you get a chance to see a Green Lantern and Harley Quinn story, right?
Right.
So,
right,
you know, and maybe down the line you'll have, who knows, I don't know, like Harley Quinn and, let's say, the Anti-Monitor. I don't know. Someone,
you know,
like, who knows,
Chris,
what's going to happen.
You and I are old timers. Old timers. We've been around. We've seen things.
We sure have.
And it's funny seeing the comics at the New This Week rack. You know, I mean, you're looking at the Harley Quinn, now Harley Quinn getting a team-up thing.
Yep.
You're looking at, you know, the Guardians of the Galaxy, anything like that. And you go around and there's no Fantastic Four in the shelves anymore.
Four,
you know what I mean? It's like, I mean, Iron Man hardly sells as a title.
Right. Captain America.
I don't even know if there's an Iron Man out right now. I don't think there is.
There will be. There's the new one's coming out soon.
Okay, but my point,
right,
you know what I mean?
Isn't.
It's just like it's a brave new
world. Thor is the woman now.
Yeah. I mean, well, I always had my suspicions.
You know, Captain America is now African-American.
Yeah.
You know, like there's all these changes that are happening in the comic
industry. But at least
it's
still Cap. It's just a different person taking on the mantle.
Which has been done before.
Right. But just generally speaking, like all the hot characters and stuff aren't characters that you and I
know.
And people our age are accustomed to being the hot characters.
That's right.
Right?
That's right. I mean, Silver Surfer's ending.
Yeah, I mean, I remember Chris back in the old days. I remember half the booth. Not booth. What do you call those?
Books?
Things?
Shelves?
Shelves.
Shelves.
Half the shelves were X-Men.
Right, right. Fair enough.
And
now
we got
But you and I also remember when there was only one X-Men title on the shelf, right?
Yeah.
So, like, that's even further back.
Yeah. But I mean, I guess the modern age, you know, of, you know, that into the mid-80s up and stuff like that.
Yep.
It's just, it's incredible how much has changed.
Totally.
And,
totally.
And change is good.
Yep.
And as long as people are coming into their local comic shop and enjoying this stuff.
Do you think that with this new trend of having more female characters, do you think that maybe now Wonder Woman should deserve a couple extra titles?
Mm.
You know?
Why not? I think Wonder Woman will get an extra push from Warner DC there as the movie approaches. So,
right. Oh, for sure.
I think so. Yeah. What else are we going to talk about, Chris?
I want to talk about, before we only have a couple minutes left, I want to talk about the Hamilton Comic Con coming up.
Oh, Chris.
Now, this is Hamilton Comic Book Convention in, at the Montreal, Montreal.
At the Metro
Convention Center.
In Hamilton.
It's Saturday, October 3rd, Sunday, October 4th. And there's going to be...
I just brought a little cheat sheet.
There's a little cheat sheet here. All kinds of great guests are going to be there. Leah Thompson from Back to the Future.
Oh,
there you go.
I cannot wait to meet her.
I know, right?
Absolutely.
Nichelle Nichols, Sam Jones, Flash Gordon himself. If you ever wanted to meet Boba Fett, Jeremy Bullock will be there. Ray Park, who played Darth Maul, is going to be there.
Right.
Tara Reid, who...
Tara Reid?
Yeah, I know.
Hey. Sharknado.
From Sharknado and from
American Pie
and Van Wilder. She's going to be there.
Tito Santana will be there.
Tito Santana is going to be there. Oh, I remember that. Yeah. Remember when Jesse the Body Ventura used to call him Chico Santana?
Oh, I remember that. Hey, apparently Orson Welles will be there.
Orson Welles.
Let's not remember what
you're
talking
about. Oh, no, that's Mark Boone Jr.
Mark.
Yeah.
Laurie Holden from Walking Dead is going
to
be there.
Leave it to Walter to read something, but misread it.
I know, right? Well, yeah. That's what he does best.
I do that best. Now, comic book guys.
Yes.
I'm excited. I honestly am excited. Joe Jusko.
Hold on. I didn't even see this before. This is all news to me. Oh. So Joe Jusko is going to be there? He's a huge comic book guy.
His painted covers to when I was not a kid, but the Conan stuff.
Well, yeah.
Because Savage Sword magazine.
He was a guy that was doing sort of like realistic type covers, right?
Yeah.
You know,
I'm in love with Leah Thompson. That's all that matters.
Even more so than Joe Jusko, the guy that's to the left of that, Mike Zeck.
Oh, right.
Mike Zeck. That is an industry leader, legend. I can't believe he's actually going to be there. I didn't even know this until just now. Mike Zeck, he's been around. He is famous for doing the Punisher miniseries, Marvel Superhero Secret Wars, Shang-Chi, Master of Kung Fu. He's been around for a long time, and he is an industry legend. And if you ever have a chance to meet this guy, he's a great guy. I met him about 20 years ago. I highly recommend it.
So,
Go ahead.
So, first of all, we have a couple things. We know a fine group of lads that put on this show.
Right, sure.
Good guys. But we're going to have to talk to them about this little poster that they gave us to promote the show at our store. They've got Mark Burley there. Up a huge picture up on top. Sorry, Mark.
Who's Boone, Mark Burley?
Mark Boone Jr.
Mark Burley.
Mark Burley.
All these guys, Sam J. Jones and the Dream Team and Tito Santana, they're like massive pictures of them.
Yeah.
And yet, you know, Zeck and Jusko, they get little thumbnails.
Yeah, they should thing. Be. They Come should be on. Much bigger than that. Much, much bigger than that. Even homegrown talent there, Ken Lashley, he should be bigger than that.
Marco Rudy. Oh, yep, I love Marco.
Dan Parent, a longtime Archie artist, he should be up there. Dave Ross, man, here's a guy. Dave Ross is a solid comic book artist who's been around for He's been around for decades, and he doesn't get the due he deserves.
Never got a dinner.
Never got a dinner.
Never got a dinner.
Renee Witterstetter, she was an editor at Marvel's the Marvel booth there.
Never got a dinner.
Never got a dinner.
Yeah, maybe we should take out for dinner.
We should.
I recommend you take
Leah Thompson.
Thompson out for dinner.
You know what? Guys, I'm going to take a hit for the team. I'm going to take Leah Thompson out.
Take a hit for the team.
Take a hit for the team.
All right. I'm excited about I think that's our buddy Steve there with the 80s retro arcade zone. Is that right, Chucky?
I like that.
It's possible. It's very possible. Steve, what's
his
last name?
We're not allowed to say last names.
No, we're not allowed. So, therefore, it's good that I don't know his last name.
And there's going to be a cosplay contest. Uh-huh. This show is becoming bigger and bigger all the time.
Yeah.
And you know what? You know who said he's going to go to it?
Who?
Is John Bitterman.
John Bitterman.
Oh, Mr. Bitterman.
John Bitterman said he's going to go. And in fact, I'm a little disappointed because John Bitterman said he was going to at least call in or be on the show today.
Oh.
And he's not here. Yeah. So I'm a little disappointed that he's not around.
A little?
Maybe a lot. Maybe a lot.
Doesn't surprise me.
Doesn't surprise me, though.
Bitterman?
But John Bitterman says, actually, he was wondering if he could, you could get him in for free because, you know, he's a little tight on the cash kind of thing. So
Have him email me.
Okay, we'll do that.
Hey, listen, and most importantly, I think the most important announcement we can make for the Hamilton Comic Con is that Comic Culture will be recording live.
Well, yes, you keep saying that. Absolutely. We're going to be
at the con. We will be we will be recording Saturday sometime between 9 a.m. and 9 p.m.
Yeah.
We're not sure when.
This is what's going to happen. So, Walt, what are your thoughts on hold on a second. I got to go help this customer. Yeah, that'll be $250, please. Yeah.
250. I have nothing less than $5 at my booth.
250.
Oh, nice. That would be lovely. Yeah. Okay. That would keep us in Pepsi for a while. listen. So what was I saying? Yeah. So we're going to record a show.
We are going to
record
a show.
On Saturday.
Yep, yep.
So if you want to be on radio and... who wouldn't want to be on?
Well, and who wouldn't want to hang out with us?
Yeah, come down and heckle from a distance or something like that. We don't know how to work programs.
Or from close up.
We don't know how to work programs. We can't get it out, so we'll just air it like that. So we're looking forward to seeing everybody at the Hamilton Comic Con. Tickets are available online.
All right.
And believe it or not, quick plug at Bigby Comics.
Oh, look at that. Isn't that interesting?
Nice.
All right, listen.
This whole bit was designed to throw in my store name there at the very last second.
Good for you. Listen, all right. We've run out of time here.
All right. Comic Culture is produced, or was produced, by Shecky Feldstein.
Kind of.
Yeah. It's we're on 93.3 CFMU McMaster Radio, Hamilton's award-winning radio station. Podcasting at comicbookdaily.com and getthepointradio.com. Jump on comicbookdaily.com, click on the podcast link, scroll down, and please add your comments. And most importantly, go out and support your local comic book shop.
And have yourself a great day.